Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Streaming online at ESPNRochester.com. Breaking news, scores, and on-demand audio. Bookmark the sports leader, ESPNRochester.com.
Back in the sports bar with one of our regulars who was actually at Bills Stadium yesterday so he could be our ears and eyes today, because I think a lot of us were curious as to what it was like inside a very familiar place every fall in Orchard Park. Mike Catalana, 13WM sports director, joining us now in the sports bar. Mike, how you holding up today, bud?
I'm not too bad. How you guys doing?
Mike, always interesting after week one. We like to overreact. If we can start here, what was that like being at the stadium with no fans yesterday?
So I was trying to count it up one day. Roughly, I've covered about 450 Bills games in my life. Now, that's preseason to Super Bowl. Never anything even close to this. Hmm. It was the strangest thing. And I give the TV networks credit for one thing. On TV, and I was trying to, like, listen to the game a little bit while I was there. And then I came home and watched the tape version of it. They make it seem pretty normal. Like, there's enough sound pumped in. If you're focused on the field and not on the stands, you know, it seems pretty normal during most of the flow of the game until there's, like, a big play, like a touchdown. When you're there, it's like going to East High and watching a JV football game.
Wow.
Because there's no crowd. What do you have? You hear the coaches and the players, you know, getting excited when there's a play. I mean, there's nothing going on. It's eerily quiet in the stadium. Just the strangest thing. And obviously we've gotten used to the way we do the interviews with the Zooms. So here we are, everybody's in the press box, you know, and Gene, you've been up there enough times. And then all of a sudden the game ends and everybody's on their laptop doing Zoom calls for what's right downstairs. Mm. So, three Zoom streams going at one time, and, you know, that's the way we adjust. So it was really, really weird. That's the way I would describe it.
Mike, what did the players say about that atmosphere?
Trey White was great. I was on the Zoom with him. And, well, first of all, Stephon Diggs literally said, I forgot that there were no fans until I started driving in, and then I didn't see anybody. And then he's like, oh, yeah, that's right, no fans, which, you know, he's focused on the game. Trey White was like, now I'm focused in. And then I said to him, and we're going to run some of this tonight, I said, well, weren't there moments when you and your teammates were on the sidelines, like saying, this is really weird? He goes, oh, the whole game. Like, the whole game, we just look up and go, there's nobody here. Like, it just sort of registers with you. Now, when you're in there playing, they're playing, but it's strange. And we have some field level highlights. That's another thing, you know. Each station can't shoot their own stuff, so there's like a pool photographer. But when you listen to those, it's so strange. I mean, when Josh Allen bootlegs and runs in the end zone, you know, that sound is so loud when, you know, Dan or Jenna's there for us getting the highlights that you got to just make sure the limiter's on because it'll just blow your ears out. Yesterday, it didn't even sound like a high school game. Mm. I mean, it's just like, you know, because there's no crowd. So you hear some from the players. It seems like a practice. That's the way it sounds differently. weird is the only way I could use to describe it.
Yeah, the Bills are 1-0. It's a win, Mike. I thought it never was in question. Josh Allen, a lot of good, a little not so good. What did you take away from number 17's performance yesterday?
I like the plan to have him move the ball around, take what the Jets gave him, which was passing game-wise, basically shorter passes. I mean, when you have Diggs and Josh and John Brown, they are both such excellent route runners. They were getting open right away. And to Allen's credit, when he spread it out to eight different guys, he was moving the ball around. They didn't really take any deep shots because they were just methodically moving it down the field. You know, he had one, he really had two poor passes to the end zone. He missed Brown wide open and he threw a poorly, like he was rolling left, I guess to his left and throwing back with Dawson Knox. And he missed him by, you know, 5 feet. And that's a mechanics thing. He could have stopped and turned and rifled that in there. He threw two bad balls there. And then, of course, there's the other Josh, which is, you know, where he's not holding on to the ball. And you know, that's going to kill him. It's hurt him before. And, you know, they've overcome some of it. But he knows it. Brian Daboll knows it. And it's on Josh to be smarter with the football. And, you know, he gave it up twice when they were on their way into scoring. And he just can't do that anymore.
13WEB Sports Director Mike Catalana joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia reacting to yesterday's Buffalo Bills win over the New York Jets. And I'm going to call this season Brian Daboll's campaign to become a head coach. I mean, if it's I don't want to overreact to 1 week, but you're hearing whispers of him being a candidate as recently as last offseason. This is the kind of game plan that gets noticed by people. I mean, he had all offseason come up with a game plan to beat the Jets. But for anybody that wants to say that Josh Allen shouldn't be running the ball as much, I think Daboll dialed up the exact game plan to allow them to run the ball against the Jets, a very good team against the run just last season. And by the way, looking ahead to next weekend, Cam Newton had some success running the ball against Miami's defense as well. We could see more of the same out of Josh Allen in week two, could we not?
Yeah. Well, number one, I'm with you on Brian Daboll. I think he is a modern thinking offensive coordinator for the Bills. Is it not embarrassing that that's the first regulation 300-yard passing game they've had since Kyle Orton in 2014. Terod did it on that Christmas Eve game in 16, but that was an overtime game. I mean, 300 yards passing. I know it's easy to make more of it because it was Josh now for his third season, but 300-yard passing games happen all the time. Mm-hmm. And the Bills just don't. They just don't do it. But Daboll thinks, I mean, what, they took 40-whatever passes yesterday. And that wasn't even deep ball. So they were moving it around. But I got to break it to Bills fans here. Planned runs for Josh Allen is absolutely part of the game plan every week. Now, maybe not 14 times he runs it, because he does run out of some scramble situations. And he does run when he's got the option to hand it to Singletary or hand it to Moss. And he pulls it back and runs. I mean, he does that too. But he's a weapon running the ball. And I know everybody's worried about him getting hurt, but, you know, I watched Carson Wentz stand in the pocket and try to run around and take a pounding yesterday in the pocket. You know, you can get hurt. He's gotten hurt. Josh has gotten nicked up and got the concussion. He got the concussion running. He got the arm injury in the pocket. Like, you can get hurt. But I don't think, when I say they're not worried about it, they're not going to change what they do. We're going to talk to Daboll this afternoon. I mean, he won't come right out and say it, but they're not taking that away from Josh Allen. He's going to run the football. He's a weapon, and they're just going to live with it.
13 Wham's Mike Catalana, our guest. Well, speaking of getting hurt, let's go to the other side of the ball. What do we know, if anything, at this point about Milano and Edmonds? And, Mike, if they cannot go against the Dolphins, what does that mean for this Bills defense this Sunday?
Well, let's start with what we know. This is another part where it doesn't mean that if we were all in the locker room, we would know more. But there's a chance that you're talking to a player who knows something. Or that I've been in the locker room before where I've seen the guy walking out bandaged up. Or Edmonds, if he had a sling on or something. Not just me, any reporter. Like, because you have access. We didn't have any access. So we didn't see anything other than what you saw which was him walk to the locker room, and I think they showed it, and then him walking back. The good news for Edmonds was he didn't have any sort of sling and protection for the shoulder, so maybe it's relatively minor. That's a total guess. A hamstring with Milano kept him out of the game. I'm assuming there was no, like, decision made, like, he could come back, but we're going to keep him out. My guess is the hamstring, you take him out, and soft tissue stuff at this time of the year, right in the beginning of the year, I can't imagine he's not missing time. But, you know, they're pretty close to the vest when it comes to this stuff, but we're all waiting until 4 o'clock to hear. If they don't have them, I mean, you know, you got Tyrell Dodson, who looked like he made some plays. You got A.J. Klein, Lorenzo Alexander, you know. Hey, that could happen. Let me tell you.
All right. So, Mike, if that can happen, let's continue down that fantasy pathway. I mean, I can't remember who it was that brought it up, but why not dial up Luke Kuechly?
That was, you know, fate.
Yeah.
Fate said it. Yeah. Well, I'll put it to you this way. He wouldn't have to worry about teaching the guy the defense.
Right.
But I have no idea. I'll tell you one thing. Lorenzo Alexander has been preparing to play. Like, he doesn't even hide the fact that he's ready if they need him. I don't think he want to be the guy that turns around and says, all right, NFL, I'm ready to come back. Who wants me? Because I don't think he's that, like, I'm coming back. I think he's like, in this circumstance, if there was a significant injury, would he come back? He'd run to Orchard Park to play, I think.
So why did he retire in the first place? Did he have some... go ahead.
No, I think it's interesting. I think he was ready to. And he's an NFL lifer. He's that guy. You know, he transformed his body. He's, you know, he used to be heavier. He was 300 and some pounds. He was a lineman, you know, and then he got himself in great shape, and his kids are growing up. And I think he just decided, okay, I've done what I wanted to do in the league, and he retired. And I think he was probably happy. But then he keeps working out, because he told us, I'm not going to get fat. I'm going to keep working out. And he does, and he's in great shape, and he probably has missed it. Now, missing it to go through the whole offseason, do all the what would have been a normal year, maybe not enough. He moved out to Arizona. He was telling us he's got, because we saw him at the Super Bowl, he's got a lot of retired players, friends, he's out there. I'm sure it's great. But, man, he's probably just looking at that team and knows how good they can be. And I don't think he'd come back to play for the Browns or come back to go to Washington. But I think in Buffalo, I think if they needed him, Lorenzo would be there.
Mike, I think for you or anybody that covered this team throughout the course of the preseason, a huge weight must have been lifted once they put out those starting five offensive linemen.
Yeah.
I mean, to see Cody Ford at guard, to see Darrell Williams playing 100% of the snaps at right tackle, to know that they've got their five that they believe that is their best five, and that's what it's going to be. I mean, what about that performance by the offensive line yesterday?
I can tell you this. The Jets were stunned. They went, you should see the coaches were screaming at each other. They were thoroughly confused. I'm kidding. I mean, first of all, everybody at practice knew what they were going to do, but we were sworn to secrecy during the NFL's paranoia session.
Yes.
Cody Ford at guard. I'm going to tell you, he telegraphed this back at the combine when McDermott and Bean both talked to us and said, you know, we're seeing what we're going to do. I'm thinking, if you're already thinking then we're moving Cody to guard, then he's going to play guard. And, you know, they he could play tackle. I mean, they could push him back out again. But they brought Darrell Williams in, and, you know, I think they felt comfortable enough putting him out there. But, the NFL is a paranoid league, and the COVID just gave them another reason to be even more paranoid about anybody knowing anything. But we were all trying to avoid our own suspension from the NFL, you know, rulers. So nobody said anything. But, yeah, and then they played well. Now, look, they played well. Run block very well, because there wasn't a lot of room for the two running backs. But it's one game, and I think it's good to have their five together, and I think it's going to be a solid group.
Now, Mike, something we do quite often here on the show, and now we want your opinion. Let's set the mood here. some hot kicker talk with Mike Catalana. 13 okay. Wham.
I lit a candle for this.
Yeah. Yeah, what do the Bills do with Tyler Bass after missing two field goals, Mike?
Well, let me tell you something. I knew they were going to keep him. I mean, they drafted him in the sixth round. They were looking to replace Hauschka last year. They do it in the offseason. They're going with this kid. But I will say he gets a mulligan for week one. Ooh. In a sense of saying, nerves, it didn't cost them. He's got the support of the coach. His position coach loves him. He's got a big leg, all those things. But you can't miss kicks in the 30s. I mean, it can happen. You know, you guys miss extra points. They miss the short field goals. He missed two of them, though one, you know, I know a lot of people think it, maybe it was good, whatever. I don't think they're ready to do anything yet, but I would say this. It doesn't take much in this league. You know, they always joke NFL stands for not for long. I mean, he's still a sixth-round draft pick. I mean, there are I'm sure there's a folk somewhere. You know, there's always those kind of guys. Like, there's always these guys that have been around. By the way, I see our friend, one of my favorite kickers, Cody Parkey, is back in the NFL.
Yeah, he's a good boy, that Cody Parkey. He just got a bum deal there in Chicago because of the double doink there, Mike.
Double doink. Yeah. So he's back. But I'm saying there's those guys who are always around. Steven Hauschka, if you want to go that. I don't think they're going to do anything like week two. But, you know, it was a windy day. You got to get used to that. But come on, you draft the guy, and you know he's kicking in Buffalo, so he better be ready. So when I say a mulligan, as in, all right, kid, you know, we drafted you for a reason. Settle down. Let's go out week two. He better perform in Miami, or that seat gets really hot right away because they cannot afford to lose games because of the kicker. And it'll be interesting to see how he does. I mean, he had two, you know, it's the shorter ones. And then he made the real short one at the end. I'm like, yeah, I think they almost wanted, they could have gone for it. I think they almost wanted to see him kick it just to have him make one before they got done. So that's not good. It's not good. Not a good way to start when he had a couple of easy kicks.
13 Wham Sports Director Mike Catalana in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Mike, before we let you go, we know that you, Jenna, and Dan are busting your butt for great content there at BuffaloPlus.com. Let our listeners know what you guys are working on for this week leading into Miami.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff on there. Some of the comments, you know, there's so many interviews from yesterday. Really good stuff from Stephon Diggs about John Brown. John Brown is so quiet. He is just such a mellow guy. And Diggs, except when he scores a touchdown, then he does his dance there. But Diggs is a talker. And I'll compare it personality-wise to Levi Wallace and Trey White. I mean, that's kind of the way they are. One guy is hyper and talking, and everybody knows he's there. Big energy. And that's Stephon Diggs. And then you got John Brown. But I tell you what, you may say there are other more spectacular wide receivers, but as far as route runners are concerned, you're going to go a long way to find two guys better than those two for the Bills. So we're talking about that. And getting ready for the Dolphins, it looks like we're seeing Fitz again, which is interesting, him coming off that game. But if anybody thinks that means Fitz can't still light you up, you don't remember Fitz, because one game he can be atrocious, and then the next game he comes out and throws for 350 and three touchdowns. Yep. So I know they've got some more injuries at wide receiver, too, so that part's going to be interesting, too. But, yeah, BuffaloPlus.com, our YouTube page has done really, really well, Buffalo Plus. Everybody loves some YouTube. We got our podcast that we're recording tonight, so it's Buffalo Plus everything for Dan, Jenna, and I.
Mike, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Hey, can either of you guys play offensive line for the Eagles? Do you got any? Got a few minutes that maybe?
I could try and beef up by Sunday, but it's gonna. I don't know.
No, I with Aaron Donald this week, not a chance. Oh, I don't want to know. Forget it. No.
I mean the criminality of that play against Ezekiel Elliott from last night. It just. I mean, we already read the moratorium. We already read the eulogy for the Ginger General. We're feeling like it might not be. He might not make it out of the first series, Mike. We're worried about him.
Yeah. Well, the good news is if he's over the top of the center, it's Jason Kelce. It's the other side of the line, that right side of the line, I think. But they may get Lane Johnson back this week. But the Ginger General had a really bad second half. So he better bounce back coming up this week. But, yeah. They could use a little help. Lots of injuries, too. That doesn't help your team.
Appreciate the time, Mike. Talk soon.
All right, fellas. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike.
13 Wham Sports Director Mike Catalano and the Sports Bar Danger and Battaglia coming back next with Takes on Tap. I'll drink to that, Gino.
Yeah, I've got thoughts on what we saw last night, the $5 billion empty stadium in Los Angeles. So more football takes.
I've got a non-sports take as well, by the way. It's something that I realized I do, or I have something going on with my emotions that's new. It just came up through the course of the pandemic here. I'll explain. I'm trying to weed it out of my system, but we'll talk about that as well. I'll drink to that. We've got some takes on tap and plenty of time for your calls as well in the sports bar. 585-454-ESPN, AM 950, 95.7 FM, and ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app.
ESPN Rochester knows there's more to life than sports. Kidding. College basketball and football.
Put it away for these LSU Tigers.
The NBA.
Down to Davis. Feeds LeBron and traffic glides to the rim for two.
Major League Baseball.
And this one will find the Crawford boxes for a home run. And all of a sudden, it's a one-run game.
Your proud home of the Buffalo Bills.
Allen in the gun. Steps away from pressure again. Fires it now on the run. Caught by Beasley at the 10. Headed in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Buffalo Sabres. Rochester Americans.
Although he's there to jam it in, and his third goal of the night as the Amherst take a 3-2 lead.
More to life than sports? Not here. Rochester's most listened to sports station. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.